Beside all history, art, street art, culture, Philadelphia is going to open a new additional museum presenting the American Revolution. What does this mean and what does this new museum care about?
Well, this new Museum of the American Revolution, it will open on April 19th, and it will be the only museum dedicated to the story of the American Revolution. Since Philadelphia is very historical, you will see that this museum is only two blocks away from the Independence Hall, which is the birthplace of the nation, and you will learn about the Declaration of Independence at the Independence Hall, and then you can come and learn about how it all came about at the Museum of the American Revolution Museum.
To make it clear for all listeners who are not very sure about American history, what time are we talking about when talking about American Revolution? Because a lot of people know about the war in America in the 19th century, but that was much before.
Mm-hmm. Well, the American Revolution occurred between 1765 to around 1783. It's about the Americans' war from the British to try to gain independence. The Germans were fighting on both sides, both the British and the American side, but not many people know that they were actually fighting for the Americans as well.
What's the difference to other museums presenting the birth of the United States of America?
The key thing and the major highlight that you will see there is the George Washington tent, which served as a base camp and command center during the Revolution. And you will also see personal items, weaponry, and also manuscripts that relate to the Revolutionary era.
So the museum is about history, but the presentation of all the facts is far away from being historic.
Well, the museum will be very interactive, so you can interact with the exhibits to learn more about it. There'll be audio guides as well.
Spring in Philadelphia, what does this feel for a visitor coming to the city?
We have the largest indoor flower show, the Philadelphia Flower Show, and then we also have the reopening of the Love Park. So the Love sculpture by Robert Indiana, the first and original one, is in Philadelphia. And the park where it used to be has been closed for renovation, and that will reopen in spring.
So there will be a lot of love in the air in Philadelphia this spring.
Yes, there is always love in Philadelphia, and we always welcome visitors to come see us.